They're looking good. We had 114 in. We did had a race committee meeting on Sunday evening just gone, and there were 114 entries, which is a good on par with this time last year. And the classes are building up nicely. Generally over the main, there's a couple of classes a little bit down at the moment, which will no doubt build up over, because entries don't close till the end of March. So hopefully people will be getting their entries in now, particularly once they've been reassured about the insurance side, I think.
You say you've already got a nice list of newcomers coming in as well. The fact that there is still that interest, particularly in these, you know, these classic machines from those coming through as well as the more established names, that must be really encouraging to see.
It certainly is, yes, after the still recovering from the after effects of the pandemic and with the way the financial matters are at the moment, it's very encouraging.
This situation with Northern Ireland, the fact that these meets have been called off means that it's a big chunk of the road racing calendar, as it were, that is, as it stands, going to be missing. So the fact that there are still events like the Southern 100 and the Pre-TT that can take place, just how important are these other road racing events outside of TT to make sure riders can, if they're aiming for it, reach their ambitions of getting to somewhere like the TT itself on the mountain course?
Very important. You know, if you've got knowledge of the roads, if you look back over the history of the races on the mountain course, the number of Irish riders, north and south, that have won over the years from the very beginning, that the knowledge of being able to ride on the roads and the vagaries of the roads compared to short circuits, it certainly helps them.